Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my V8 Ford. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns low.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com, and I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance and subscribe to my free newsletter. I think you'll like it. It comes every Sunday by email to get you ready for the week ahead. Dr. Matthew Weir is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's director of the Division of Nephrology and the Clinical Research Unit in the Department of Medicine at the University of Maryland Medical Center. Dr. Weir, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here, Dr. Weir. And, you know, I knew that hypertension, high blood pressure, is a problem in the United States with it's got to be if you believe that we do have an obesity problem in America. But I did not know, according to the research that you have with you, that it actually gets worse in the winter. What's up with that?
Well, you're raising some excellent points. Definitely, being overweight predisposes you to having your blood pressure go up. And certainly, being older does, and obviously having a family history. So these are all factors that we need to consider. But then you add to that the stress of the holidays. Consider the pressure of still working, still trying to get time off, still trying to do whatever you want to do in terms of celebrations, buying presents, organizing your life, dealing with the family.
The obligations of the holidays and feeling obligated to buy people things when maybe the budget's not there.
Well, you add to that, too. How about just finding the time in between work to go out and run around and do that and race back or, you know, doing it at odd hours of the day? The reason I bring this up is we have to remember that most heart attacks and strokes occur during periods of stress and anxiety.
Right.
They tend to occur more commonly in the early morning hours during the first 6 hours after we get up. In large part because blood pressure and heart rate naturally accelerate in the early morning hours when you get out of bed, assume the upright posture, and obviously the stress of the day. So it's important if you have risk factors for heart disease, like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or diabetes, to know your risks. Be sure you're working with your doctor. Know if you have high blood pressure what your number is. Is it well controlled? Are you compliant with your medication? And it's becoming even more interesting for us to know how well controlled is your blood pressure in the early morning hours when you get up. The reason I bring this up is this is when most heart attacks and strokes occur.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell you, too, even medicines are being developed now to be taken the night before so that they're on board and active in the morning when you get up so as to better prevent stroke and heart attack. One of the newest ones just released is a drug called Cardizem LA, and it's designed to be dosed the night before and have its full power and activity in the early morning hours. And this is an example of the efforts being made to match treatment with risk and time of risk. But perhaps the most important thing, though, still, is that people should be screened. Proper education to know whether or not you have high blood pressure, how it should be treated, and then, of course, if you need treatment, to be compliant with your medication and to work with your physician to be sure you reduce all possible risk factors.
Dr. Weir, is the reason for the early morning hour jeopardy that some people may have, is that because you've made the transition from resting to exerting to maybe overexerting yourself? Is that the problem?
Well, yeah, and in part it's just the physiology of waking up in the morning. That's why there's more heart attacks and strokes in the first 6 hours after you wake up. But I think more importantly, you superimpose on that the holiday stress of staying up later, eating more rich, fatty food, drinking more alcohol, pressuring yourself, and then you start stressing out.
You know, another thing.
Lo and behold, you start having chest pain, and this is not a good thing.
You know, another thing, Doc.
The last thing you want to do during the holidays is get sick.
Another thing, Dr. Weir, is that for small business owners, we're trying to close out the year. And if we haven't, if December needs to be a good month for us to close out and have a good year, because we got employees who are hoping for bonuses, we got all kinds of other things going on, and with the holidays being what they are, it restricts the number of days we can do business sometimes, and that's added pressure on small business owners.
Oh, exactly. I mean, you probably feel like you need to go out and start shopping at midnight, and then you got to be back at work by 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. or whatever, to keep the longer store hours and to be more available to your customers and clients who come in.
Are you seeing a higher incidence of high blood pressure these days?
Yes, definitely. We are seeing more problems with high blood pressure, and there are three important reasons. One, the aging population of the U.S. Two, more common problems with being overweight. And three, newer appreciations that we need to focus on the upper number, the systolic blood pressure, as being the primary predictor of cardiovascular events.
What are some of the things we can do, Dr. Weir, to hold these things, to hold our blood pressure down?
Well, eat smart, live smart, don't stress out, and follow up with your doctor. Be screened. If you're overweight, if you have a family member or one of your parents had high blood pressure, more likely than not, you will also. And there's a graded risk between your level of blood pressure and your likelihood of a heart attack. So it's not an all-or-nothing phenomenon. The higher it is, the more likely your risk is. And obviously, with treatment, you can prevent that.
Well, and there is medicine today. I mean, if you've got high blood pressure, you can be taken care of with medicines that are available
Absolutely.
Today.
Absolutely. It's a combination of medication and healthier lifestyle, like less salt, maybe curbing your alcohol intake to one or at most possibly two drinks per day. Stop smoking.
Yeah. Say that again. Say that again. Stop smoking, right? I mean, that's the biggie right there, isn't it?
Absolutely. And these are all things that we can pay attention to. Now, look,
Dr. Weir, I'm going to have to wrap it up because I understand you have to go at the break here. But do you have a website where some of this information is available if anybody wants to go look again?
Yeah, I would say the best thing anybody listening in today can do is to go to the American Heart Association website. And on that website, you can find all of the necessary information to live a healthier lifestyle.
Dr. Matthew Weir, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Doctor, for being here and for providing this excellent information. Have a great holiday, and don't stress out too much today.
Take care. Thank you.
All right. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.